Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And Russia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and by Certix Liquor and Cheese Shop. This weekend started really the summer grilling season, I think. Memorial Day has really become the, I don't know, everyone always calls it the unofficial start to summer. Dan, did you unofficially start summer yesterday?
If everybody calls it the unofficial, doesn't that actually make it official?
It may be. It may be.
I'm a little confused.
It is. It does feel different, though, right? It feels like summer is here. And yesterday, I was making lunch. We were going to Alyssa's sister's house for dinner and a little gathering yesterday in the evening. And I had a package of hot dogs in the fridge that I bought for some other family gathering that we never cooked. I'm firing up the charcoal grill.
There you go.
And throwing some hot dogs. And they were delicious. Hot dogs. I think hot dogs may be underrated, if I can borrow the Chad Hartman. Because I don't.
Like overall or as a grill food?
As a grilled food.
Okay.
Now, a boiled or a steamed dog is fine.
Yeah.
You know, the reason my fellow Chicago natives love it is because of the salad that's in the bun. It's
sure.
All the other stuff, yeah. Right? It's not that actual cased meat, under no objective measure, is amazing. It's soft, it's squishy, it's great if you're six, or if you don't have teeth yet. Doesn't have much discernible flavor, but something different happens when you get that little bit of char, kind of bubbles up a little bit, turns brown. So good. 2/3 of Americans said summer grilling season is their favorite time of year, which is a very weird data point. Dan, what's your favorite time of year? Summer grilling season.
Yeah, no, summer grilling season would not be the answer. But part of that, too, the apartment building that I live in, the balconies are concrete. So you can have grills.
Oh, you can have grills. Nice.
Yeah.
Sort of unusual
in apartments. So this is old enough and it was built in a way where that's still allowed. So for the longest time in this apartment, I had a grill out there. And then as I told you off the air, then I bought an air fryer and suddenly realized that everything I was doing on the grill, which took time and effort and, you know, propane tanks and all that kind of stuff, I could do much easier and faster and with this very similar results in the air fryer. So I just got rid of the grill altogether. But you do, there is a process and there is a experience of grilling itself that you do sort of miss out on when you don't have that there. Now, the flip side to that is when you're not used to it, you get the situation we were in yesterday at my family get together where my aunt had this little tiny, you know, charcoal grill.
Like a Smokey Joe kind of thing.
Little thing. Yeah, just a little thing that, you know, I thought my dad was going to throw his back out trying to get this thing going. But then they overload it with charcoal. And now when they put all the stuff on there, it's fire and everything's getting torched. And, you know, he puts an entire pack of hot dogs on there. And I think there's maybe 3 or 4 of them that were probably edible by the time he was done. The rest of them were just charcoal.
Yeah.
So,
Texter says they agree that grilled hot dogs are underrated, but you have to have the right hot dog. Now, I went with the Nathan's hot dog, all beef.
Yeah.
I do like the meat market hot dog. Like, if you go to a meat market, you go to Kramarczyk, you go to Osseo Meats or Hackenmuller's, Thielen Meats, and they'll have their own hot dog. And usually it's got, I don't know, some of our listeners, I'm sure, make sausage. Have you ever made sausage before?
This will shock you, but I have not. No.
All right.
Yeah.
kind of fun. It's hard.
Sure.
I think it's hard. Yeah. Stuffing that meat in the casing, hoping you're not going to overstuff it so it snaps.
Hate it when that happens.
You know, a butcher shop hot dog has like a little bit of a snap to it, you know, like a good brat would.
Right. So
where a regular hot dog can be kind of just like mush.
Are you familiar with the Ambassador brand of hot dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
So my dad, that is the only hot dog he'll have.
It's good
for that very reason. He wants the casing. He wants that snap. He refers to, like, you know, your Nathan's or these other ballpark Franks as mealy mushy hot dogs.
Yeah,
right.
It's fair.
So when he was living in Arizona for 20 years, when I would come down to visit, I'd get a call about a week ahead of time and said, "Hey, Dan, if I give you a little bit of money, would you go to the grocery store, buy a couple of packs of Ambassador hot dogs and bring them down with you?" Because they didn't sell anything like that down in Arizona. You couldn't find anything that was even remotely close. And like a dutiful son, I would, especially I was spending his money anyway, what do I care? But yeah, I would absolutely do that. And believe it or not, the TSA folks were completely fine with it.
It was not an issue. This is an excellent segue. Because this weekend, and I promise this is not an ad, and Dan did not set this up.
I did not, no.
But this weekend is Minnesota Monthly's Grill Fest at CHS Field in St. Paul. And at Grill Fest, Ambassador Hot Dogs is one of the sponsors. And they have something at Grill Fest called Der Wiener Schläger.
Do I have to dump that?
No, I think you're allowed to say.
Okay.
Der Wiener Schlinger. I said it wrong. Der Wiener.
Maybe I should have dumped it then.
Der Wiener Schlinger. I said Schläger. Der Wiener Schlinger. Because it's a hot dog launcher. And so you can go to Grill Fest at CHS Field this weekend, and they have all sorts of, there's like,
they're gonna fire hot dogs
like
at you, is that what?
But you get to fire the hot dogs.
Ooh,
you get to operate the Der Wiener Schlinger. So I was on TV this morning. I was on Channel 5 promoting Grill Fest, and it's maybe my first. I was trying to think. It may well be my first time on Channel 5, and so Dan's going to play a little clip here.
What's your favorite part? Because you're like a total foodie. You go to all the food events. What do you love particularly about this one?
It is the outdoor vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
It is, you know, there's nothing like this going on in June, so it really gets you set for the season. I love grilling, and you will have burgers that will blow your mind. And sometimes it'll come from Twin Cities 400. Sometimes it'll come from a company that's like, you know, selling grills. And you're like, holy crap, like this is amazing.
So there you go. Do I still have it? I don't know. It was a little nerve-wracking to be on, for me to be on TV again.
As somebody who was forced by their job to watch the entire segment, you nailed it. You were great.
So the saddest thing is, like, all of the young people who work at Channel 5, like, had no idea that I was on TV before. As far as they knew, I was just some guy from Minnesota Monthly.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are you going to do?
It's going to happen, man. That's just part of the bit. What I especially enjoyed was you shaming the anchors, our friend Chris Eggert and Megan Newquist, into going to town on the burger, like not taking the little bitty anchor bite, but to really, I believe the term you used was house it.
Yeah.
And that had predictable results, which is why they don't usually do that.
Megan Newquist, who is so nice. Chris Eggert, he's fine.
Yeah, he's all right.
Megan is so nice. Well, should I play it? Like, here she is, like.
It's really both of you guys, because nobody who's a news anchor
has sampled this yet?
Wants to take a big bite
through the TV.
Just house it.
Let me spit.
I want to see you just house it.
All right, here we go.
And then we'll get a real.
What are we eating here, Raj?
So here's what we got. So
number one, we have locally sourced beef from Swanson.
And then you have like the chef from Twin Cities 400
trying to be a professional.
Trying to get the rail, get it back on the rails.
Yes.
If you want to go to Grill Fest, you can go to grillfestival.com, and if you type in I think that's the website. I just put it in on my computer. There it is. Yeah, grillfestival.com. And I think I have a code. My Grillfest code, so you can save 25%. I think it's Jason20. That would make no sense. What is my code? It's got to be Jason. How about I look up my code and I'll tell you after the break?
That's a good idea.
And then I can give you the real code instead of me just making something up. DeRussia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and Certix. Back in just a minute with your way to save 25% off Grillfest tickets for this weekend next.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I found the code. I found the code for Grillfest, Dan. It was a challenge, but we got there.
I had nothing but confidence in you.
I appreciate that. The code is Jason25, Jason25, and you get 25% off. So enjoy. Grillfest is fun at CHS Field because it does feel like so.
Right, so that's 25% off of getting you in the door.
Right.
And then once you're in, do you get to sample whatever?
That's it.
Do you got to pay for more?
Nothing.
Or what? No.
Everything's included.
Oh, wow.
So you eat. They got, like, they'll have, I don't know, four or five places doing a barbecue, another six or seven doing burgers. And so they're a little slider type size usually,
sure.
Or like a quartered burger, but it's like,
you know, you can't have a regular size burger every single spot.
Well, some people could.
Well, there's that.
And then there's beer and wine. It's a 21 plus event, but grillfestival.com is where that was at. Kind of weird to be at a different TV station for me today, you know, after 20 years working at Channel 4, the last time I was at Channel 5 was for a job interview. In 2000. Needless to say, I did not get the job.
They could have offered it to you and you could have declined.
True. That's true. I did not get the job. It is. You do wonder, though, sometimes those little steps along the way where it's like, boy, that could have totally changed my career.
Yeah.
If I took that job, maybe for better, maybe for worse, you never know.
You don't know.
I was at a wedding with a bunch of Channel 4 people on Sunday night. Sunday night. Shayla Reeves got married.
Congratulations.
She looked amazing. Her husband, Leonard, looked fantastic. This wedding had a suggested color palette.
Interesting.
I thought that was interesting. And... you know, I mean, there were plenty of options. It was like black and ivory and red. And Heather Brown shows up wearing a black and ivory dress. And I was like, Heather, very impressive. Like, you really followed the dress code.
Yeah.
And she was like, what? I said, there's, like, on the wedding website, there was like a suggested color palette.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were turning people away.
No, they were kicking you out if you were wearing a blue suit. But.
Right. I had never seen that before, a color palette.
I don't know that I've ever heard of that.
Heather didn't see it either, but she happened to stumble into it with the dress that she was wearing.
Little did she know.
She's just that
that's,
smart.
That's commitment to the wedding picture.
Right.
If you're asking the guests to dress a certain way. You are looking for a very specific.
There's an aesthetic.
Yes.
Yeah, it was, everybody looked good. I don't know. I had socks. I did have a pair of socks that were black and red and ivory.
What color was your bathrobe? you didn't wear the bathrobe to the wedding?
I put some clothes.
Oh, okay.
I dress up to, leave the immediate vicinity of my yard. If you missed the bathrobe conversation, you should be watching on YouTube. You can scroll back, rewind during the show. You can do it on the Odyssey app as well. We appreciate it, especially if you go to YouTube, WCCO Radio, and click subscribe. That would mean, you know what? That would mean a lot to Dan. Dan would really appreciate it if you would click subscribe. Twins Ticket Tuesday when you hear the sounder.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.